Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Comics. This is episode 79, and I am your host yet again. My name is Esteban, and we're going to go ahead and go around the table, see who's joined us this time.
Hey, this is Ash.
And this is Carmen.
And that's it. And welcome to Comics After Dark. Not really.
That wasn't towards me. That's the name of the show when other people aren't here.
You're stupid. I just got that. Well, I mean, it could be. I was whispering to the audience. I was trying to make it sensual for the audience, but now that you ruined it, it's okay.
They all clicked away.
Good night, everybody.
How many shots have you had, Carmen?
None.
Yeah. Why'd you look sideways?
You mad?
You mad, bro?
She's gonna shank you, bro. So, on this,
got that good. You're like fucking max headroom right now.
Oh, sorry. Am I really? Or is it just me? Okay.
No. Well, yeah, you were. It's only when you talk, though. It was weird.
Okay. So typically every episode we go ahead and bring in a new drink to go ahead and try out. This week, since I'm hosting, I'm gonna go ahead and take over the drink this time. And today, I want to say this one day, but this episode of Comics is brought to you by Divine Science Brewing. That sounds dope, right? Right? Divine Science Brewing. Okay. And it's Practical Haze. This is an IPA. And it's fucking good. What happened? I wasn't even looking at the
nothing,
camera.
Sorry. It's okay.
I missed it.
But
it's
tell
really
us.
Good. This is a triple hop. It's really, really good. It's actually a gluten-free beer. It says CERN physicists discovered that the Higgs-Boss field by smashing subatomic particles into each other, observing their short-lived interactions caused by these collisions, made Practical Haze. So cheers, guys.
I like how in the middle of that description, you took us into a world like you were narrating. Exactly. Is this from the same brewery that you, from the last beer you had that was also gluten-free?
No, the other one was Ghostfish Brewery. That's actually
Ghostfish Killer or just Ghostfish?
Not Ghostface, Ghostfish. Yeah.
He was in the Wu-Tang.
He was. I remember many, many years ago. So there's a couple, I will say though, and I apologize, but the Glutenberg beer,
Steve Glutenberg,
it's not
Steve Glutenberg or just
regular. No, stop. It's Gutenberg.
Gutenberg.
Dog.
Gutenberg.
Gutenberg.
And just in case you wanted to know, we are not sponsored by Gutenberg.
We are not.
But we'll make your fucking ads fun, as you can hear. And we can get Steve Gutenberg.
So if you guys get a chance, if you guys want to go ahead and try it out, try Divine Science Brewing, Practical Haze. The art on the can is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I know.
Is it a mushroom?
No, that's a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, why do you think I did
see. That?
Why do you think he? Okay, so he, you, Esteban, you didn't see where you got the can. It was all cleavage. And you're like, this is a good beer. And so I went like this.
Oh.
Because it was all cleavage, what you were trying to show us.
Like legit, like.
After Dark.
Thought it was. So when I first saw this, it took me back to my Comic-Con days when I went to Comic-Con by myself. Because it looks like Poison Ivy. So if you guys remember that story.
Yeah, we do.
That was a great weekend.
Remember when we went to Comic-Con and then you went to sleep and I had to fucking take the train by myself and almost got jumped by San Diegoans.
San Diegoites?
Wearing an LA hat. San Diegoites? That sounds weird.
Yeah. San Diegoans?
Fought right between Avengers 1 and 2. They fought the San Diegoites.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
Okay, so moving on. I actually gave Ash a recommendation last week and he didn't watch the recommendation that I gave him. You're welcome. I told you I was going to call you out on it. Okay. It's okay because you know what? I'm not hurt because Luis, it took him like a whole month, you know, to go ahead and watch one of the movies that I recommended to him. So
what's sad is those two movies are movies I did want to see. Like since the documentary Bell, like that was one of the ones that kind of highlighted So I've been wanting to see it since then.
Okay. Well, I want to go ahead and give a recommendation to Carmen this week. Okay. Carmen, have you seen Looper?
I don't think so.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis?
No.
No? Okay.
I hope not.
That one's on Netflix.
You're going to see a lot of this.
Okay.
Bruce Willis. Oh. I gotta kill my oldest. It's gonna great movie. Just the weird. You'll see. You'll all see. I've had shots.
I can tell.
I've got shots.
You're not drinking at all today?
I am, but not shots.
Not like you.
Not shots.
Not shots.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What is that? A duck? All of a sudden?
A little bit.
Okay.
Go on. So, Carmen, your recommendation is to go ahead and watch Looper. It's on Netflix. So I hope you enjoy it. It's a pretty cool science fiction action movie. So it's got Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt's in it, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Bruce Willis. So enjoy. So
will do.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and move on to the comment section of the show. This is the opportunity for everyone to go ahead and reach out to us and to talk to us and, you know, go ahead and share your thoughts and opinions with us throughout the show. So we really, really do appreciate it when you guys go ahead and leave us any comments, likes, shares, things like that. What do you
do? See this, the face he makes during the whole movie? You can't really see it. Sorry, the glare.
What is happening? I was listening attentively to what the comments were going to be and then just rudely interrupted by Ash.
Hi, my name is Ash. How are you? What's this, the 79th show?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Hi.
So again, this is the part of the show where we go ahead and you guys can go ahead and share your thoughts, concerns, if we should continue this podcast with Ash or if we should just go ahead and, you know,
Dan might be down to you two with everybody else not showing up.
I know, no shit, right? But we do appreciate it and we do end up reading your comments on the show. So we got a couple comments. They're both from the same person. And it is on episode 78. And these two comments are brought to you by the one and Menon. Only heavyweight. What? By Menon? I got it. Okay. Thank you. So these two comments are brought to you by Heavyweight. And Heavyweight, we appreciate you. We're waiting for you to be on the show, man. Like, come on. You gotta let us know when you're going to be on the show. Everyone wants to see that glorious face of yours so that to go ahead and hear these inspiring words and comments come to life.
Yeah, we want that.
So Heavyweight,
I felt it was awkward. I'm sorry. I had to say something.
It's okay. So Heavyweight comments, guess who's back?
And back I think again. He's
back again.
Shady's back, or in this case, Heavyweight's back. Tell a friend.
Literally, do please tell a friend.
What?
And tell a friend so that they can watch us too.
That's exactly.
Anyway.
Guess who's back? Guess who? Okay. And he also did comment that he agrees with Andres about The Flash. So Andres's comments about The Flash, about how they were saying with the whole Ezra Miller being arrested out in Hawaii, that some people are kind of saying maybe he should be recasted, you know. So Heavyweight agrees with Andres, just to kind of leave it as is, you know, and move on, you know, from him and then just, you know, go from there. But speaking of Ezra Miller.
Are you saying, hold on, leave it as in like let the Flashpoint movie happen and then recast it after, or completely scratch Flashpoint and then
No, I don't think that they're going to go ahead and completely scrap Flashpoint because it is done, you know, it's in post-production right now. So I don't think they're going to scrap it completely. So I would say recast him afterwards because, go ahead.
Has there ever been a movie as big as Flashpoint, I'm assuming would be, and then like the main star was not allowed to show up? Have we ever had that happen?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But what I would love is for anybody that's listening to the episode, let us know. Maybe they know.
Yeah, please do let us know.
You know, because Ash isn't going to look it up right now.
Oh, no, I'm waiting for you to bring up the situation.
Oh, the situation. Speaking of Ezra Miller being arrested in Hawaii last week, he was arrested yet again this week in Hawaii for a second time. For this time, second degree assault. Cheers, Ezra Miller. You're fucking up big time. And you're just making it so much easier for WB to just say, fuck you all. We're definitely going to go ahead and rebrand this entire DC universe and start it all over and go from there. No, sir. The first one was, the one that you're referring to is, I forget his last name. His first name is Barry. I forget his last name. He plays the Joker in the Batman, and he was also in the Eternals. He was arrested for a disorderly conduct in Dublin. Ezra Miller was arrested for, he was at a karaoke bar, and then there was this husband and wife that were participating in karaoke. He was badgering the husband, trying to provoke him to start a fight. Obviously, the husband didn't want to have anything to do with it. So then he ended up getting arrested for that. So I think he was intoxicated, but I don't think the charges were disorderly conduct. The second time that he was arrested was second degree assault. So this guy's just fucking up big time. I mean,
but you kind of never know what a person's going through though. You don't know. I mean, meaning I'm not, it's not like he got hired as that, like something may be happening. It may be, we're going to let you go after this movie. And he thought he was going to be fucking, you know, they were going to do what Marvel did and he's going to get a series. That's not an excuse for assault at all, but I'm just saying the drunk stuff, the whatever, like I ain't trying to be anybody's lawyer, but I'm just saying more. He's fucking up for a reason. It's not like, hey, I'm having a fucking bomb ass time. This is the 90s. You can fuck up and not like, with cameras and everything, like you're being watched from the day you walked it, like the moment you walk into any place, you're but yeah, there's got to be something. That might be devil's advocate, but I mean, no, bro, you're fucking up.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and throw a scenario out to you, Carmen. You are one of the WB executives, and you see that Ezra Miller was arrested the first time, okay. Mm-hmm. Being the high powered executive that you currently are, okay, how do you approach this? Okay, you've got essentially one of your biggest stars that is coming out in a series in a movie, well, probably one of the biggest movies that WB is going to go ahead and have, trying essentially to revitalize and rebrand DC, is arrested in Hawaii for whatever the charges were the first time. How do you approach that?
I would send somebody to assess the situation, see like what's going on, get them some good lawyers, try to get them some help, and then see what's really going on. Is it substance abuse? And if it is, like, why? Or like, can we get them some help? Or whatnot. Like, I wouldn't even be worried about the movie per se, but mostly like, let's deal with the problem, or like the root of the problem of what's causing this, and let's nip it in the butt rather than like, let me just like, you know, tell him like, you're gonna lose a role after this, or like start threatening him. I wouldn't, just because that would be escalating the situation, and I'm trying not to do that. But then after the second time, right, obviously if they did do what I suggested, in some sort of way. Obviously, it's not working because, like Ash said, there might be something else going on, whether there is some underlying problem that he's masking with substance abuse or not. But at this point now, I would be like, okay, we genuinely like need to help this man because he's like out of control. But then it's also, it puts you on that situation of where, like, how far can you try to help somebody before they try to help themselves? Because if, you know, like they're sending some executive team, obviously you're not going to want to open up to like a bunch of executives and like, you know, you're just like, oh yeah, fuck it, whatever. I'm not going to do it again. But then like, once you're left alone, you know, then it becomes a thing again. So I don't know. That's the way I would deal with it. Honestly, like I hope he gets help for whatever is going on. And I wish him the best. Violence is not excusable at any point. So whatever is making him act out, I hope he deals with it.
Okay. What about you, Ash? What would you do? Would you follow the same lines that Carmen would do, or would you just like right away just 86 the movie and say fuck it?
No, that's already, that's all they've fucking been doing. And if anything, Flashpoint is kind of something that could save the franchise if they want to do, because they have Batgirl depending on it, which has Keaton in it. They have whatever they're gonna fucking do with Affleck, whether it's saying goodbye or not. Like, you still have other people involved. So if you shelve the movie, then you're fucking yourself in other movies. I can see them coming up with a way to film something, say tomorrow, to where it's an after credit scene where it's kind of clearly not going to be him in the future.
Right.
And maybe fucking Grant Gustin picks up the fucking Flash ring or something. And it just, it's something that could happen like tomorrow that kind of says bye. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like they figure out an exit strategy and it's like, okay, we're going to put it out because it's already done. But like, we are going to have to obviously move on. So let's figure it out. Like you said. Yeah.
Yeah. That, and then, I don't know, man. I again, it's kind of out of nowhere. I mean, if it was like 90s Colin Farrell, like then I'd be like, yeah, that guy has a problem. But like Colin Farrell now is fucking amazing. You don't hear any dating Britney, any bullshit.
Right,
anymore.
Right.
It's, again, there's no reason for violence, but it's enough publicity where it could all just go away by the time it comes out.
Okay.
Meaning, like, unless it's like Rihanna status where there's pictures and there's this and like there's no getting around it. Like, does that make sense? Like, it could just, like, no one's talking about Marilyn Manson anymore. You know what I mean? No one's talking about the people that have fucked up, and then it's kind of there for the week and then it just goes away.
Okay, so you're saying
WB making it go away.
Okay, so WB makes it go away. We are over a year away from this movie coming up. This movie is slated for June 23rd of 23. Okay, so we're over a year out.
Time to film something for an escape pod.
Right. So and that's the thing, is that me seeing it from a business strategy, like as a business, I agree with Carmen and I also agree with you, Ash. But as far as I think it would be one of those, like, okay, like, you know, sending out the team to go ahead and figure out what the problem is. And then he does it again a week later. At that point, from a business strategy, I would say, okay, that's it. You're done. Like, that's it. Like, right. You're done. You know, we tried, you know,
fucking $100 million movie you just fucking filmed.
Right. Exactly. Like, no, we're still going to put out the movie. We're still going to put out a movie, but we're still going to go ahead and figure out some sort of exit strategy. There's going to be something, because in the trailer you saw two Barrys, two Ezra Millers, you know, so is it, we don't know the extent of it. Is it another Barry Allen from a different universe? Is it like the same Barry Allen, but from, you know, years before he ended up getting his powers? So it's got to be one of those things where it's like, if they figure it out and they do the very end, and then like he disappears, okay, in the movie. Barry Allen ends up disappearing in the movie, and then at the end credit scene you see him come back, but like you were saying, Ash, it's Grant Gustin, or it's the next person that's supposed to be playing the Flash. And they make a joke like, oh, you look different or whatever, you know, and like, oh, it's the Speed Force or some shit, you know, and, you know, they go on from there.
It's also a year away and I've taken my classes. I've learned my lesson. It's enough time for an apology as well.
That's true. That's true.
As far as the public.
Right. And just like you said, you know, no one's talking about Marilyn Manson anymore. No one's talking about Armie Hammer. You know, no one's talking about any of that stuff right now, you know, but again, did it happen?
Fuck, yes. The Amber Heard thing was gone until court, right? You know what I mean? But it wasn't as every day as it was for like 3 weeks of that time but then all of a sudden, you know, fucking nothing. And then, now it's like as if it was yesterday.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Just a public eye. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And I do want to touch a bit on the whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing. But it's too much of a downer right now. And I kind of want to get through other stuff first before we go ahead and dive into that, you know.
Before we move on, I would like to say that we are still talking about Marilyn Manson. There is a movie on HBO Max, a documentary. It's called Phoenix Rising, that is all about what abuse his victim suffered. So maybe, you know, if you, it's a hard watch. It's heavy, so I wouldn't say like I recommend you go watch this movie, but I mean, just for educational purposes, perhaps do watch it.
If it catches fire, though, it's different from what you said, and then say general public, like that. Just if it catches fire, like fucking Surviving R. Kelly, then of course it's going to be like now you're canceled. But it's not. I feel like he's not canceled yet, but
he's still a dick.
Fire, yeah, it's done. Does that make sense? Yeah.
I understand. He's canceled in my book, but yeah, I agree with you. It's not as viral. It's not as viral as other things have gone. Got it.
Yeah. So and it's like I get what you're saying.
I love his music. It's no excuse. But I'm saying more movies could still. He has a year to. Hey, you have a year to apologize. You have a year. Blah blah blah. Like. In a year, by the time the movie comes out and apologies have happened, I don't think we'll be talking about
it. What it comes off as far as what he has or what he's dealing with, it seems like it's anger management. That's what it seems like, you know?
Yeah.
To be berating a husband and wife at a karaoke bar for second degree assault, for being caught on video, trying to like knock down or choke out this one girl or whatever, you know. So it could very well be just fucking anger issues, you know, that he's dealing with, you know. So it could be anything like that, but it's I don't know, man.
On your birthday you were gonna fight three people. Imagine you're fucking Ezra Miller.
I'm not fucking Ezra Miller.
I've seen it once, twice, and then that little weird beard that he has. But do you know what I mean? Like, everything, it's, you're under a microscope when you're a fucking star, but fuck, you could get in trouble. Like, if you got into a fight with a nacho guy, when I say nacho guy, it's because you were eating nacho.
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
This fucking thing takes off, you're the next Joe Rogan, the nacho guy, it's like, hey, he fucked me up on his birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, I don't want to say like you assaulted somebody, you're a piece of shit. It's, we never know what the fuck is happening. Like, look at like Mike Tyson, he should have never. But if you're that same person and some guy is poking your head on a fucking flight and it's fucking Mike Tyson. Not that he's the fucking greatest boxer of all time, minus Muhammad Ali, but you know he's unstable. And sometimes I think like there are people that do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that this is news. Like, if somebody fucks with me and I'm fucked up, I mean, it's just what it is. I'm not, it sounds like I'm victim blaming because I don't know the entire situation, but I still don't want to judge the person because I don't know the entire situation. I don't know. Like, I just don't want to shut down people because of a fucked up thing. I mean, it's not like it's fucking Charlie Sheen. Yes, and we're not even talking about Charlie Sheen anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just enough time goes by and it's just forgiven. And maybe it shouldn't be, but it is. And especially if you go through all the right channels and fuck, you just hang out with Denzel and fucking smile and it's all forgiven somehow. You know what I mean? General public, there's other people who are fucking hardcore and there's other people that are like, well, he apologized. He can still make movies. There's other people that are going to fucking be out there with fucking picket signs, but there's, as long as you can, he can still fucking make a living, those people don't win.
Right. No, I understand your point. I still obviously still don't think that it's right, obviously, you know, but it's, are you right in a sense that there's enough time to go by for him to apologize for what he's done or to go to rehab and to try to, you know, to try to fix himself and, you know, or to try to heal himself in some way, shape or form? Yeah, but I think society forgets too quickly. You know what I mean? I think the world forgets too quickly and just wants to move on.
But again, though, fucking, we are the next Pat McAfee and make 3 million an episode and we get all fucked up and then Nacho fucking fight wants to happen. Like, do we judge you? And
yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah. Okay. We would be judged and then we would be held accountable for what we did and apologize at some point, right?
And then should be canceled? Or was that a one time I fucked up?
I don't believe in cancel culture, so I would say no, but I know there's people either with different views, right? I always believe in like giving people the opportunity to move on and heal. But again, not everybody shares that. And a lot of people are just like, you did one wrong thing and you're off the books. Like, I will never support you again. So, I mean,
and a lot of times, those same people are the same people that fuck up the most, are the people that don't have a fucking magnifying glass on themselves. Again, I'm not on the fucking wrongdoer's side, but I know how I am when I'm drunk. And I'm not fucking rambunctious or I want to get into a fight, but if somebody's doing this fucking all fucking whatever, and all you hear is new podcaster fucks up somebody and somebody who doesn't know shit about shit and doesn't read the full article, like, and wants to cancel me, that's fucked up. That's all. That's all I mean. Like, That's why I'm so hesitant to judge even Amber Heard. Like, I don't want to judge. She shat in somebody's bed, which I do judge. I'm saying I just don't want to be like, you never know, man. Like, you guys know what I'm going through today. And you never in the wrong setting, it could be bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? So no, I understand. That's all I mean. I'm not sticking up for Ezra Miller because all of a sudden you can find out he's in the Ku Klux Klan and then he's not, so far as I know. I'm just saying, you know, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt because I don't know.
Right.
Sorry. I realized just right now how long I ranted about it. My bad.
No, it's fine. But that's the thing. It's like, if it comes down to like forgiveness and stuff like that, you know, I get it and I understand, but I also don't believe in cancel culture. I feel that, yeah, if you've done something wrong and you are reprimanded for the things that you've done and you try to be a better person and move forward, then okay. But I feel that there, and I know it's a fucking, in my head, it's like one of those things that like I think about, it's like, okay, you've got Armie Hammer that is being accused of cannibalism and branding, you know, who he sleeps with, you know.
Bro.
Like, you didn't know?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's like into, like, think of American Psycho, like Christian Bale, American Psycho, and like minus the murdering people that we know of, you know, and that was Armie Hammer, you know.
You remember when we wanted him as either Batman? Green Arrow or yeah, he was talked about as Batman.
He was casted as Batman.
I haven't seen him since, or I haven't heard his name since, at least.
Well, the last thing I saw him in was Death on the Nile, which is on HBO Max. He's on that, but he's not on there very long, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, and that's the thing. It's just kind of like, I was just kind of like, when I saw it, like, even my wife goes, she goes, isn't that pedophile? And I was just like, fuck! And I told her, I go, No, he's not a pedophile. He's just into branding his the people that he sleeps with and cannibalism. She goes, oh, that's better.
But again, general public, for some reason that is a thing. Like that, he's known for that for whatever, whether it got
right, whispered. But okay. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. Is it okay, going back to the whole cancel culture thing, yeah. Is it okay to forgive Ezra Miller for the atrocities that he has done these last couple times, but cancel Armie Hammer for the branding and the cannibalism? Or do you let him pass if he has gone through the entire process of self-healing and becoming a better person? Like, where do you draw the line?
There, not that I feel like there should be a line. I do feel like you should learn your lesson. I feel like me not knowing, Armie Hammer should have probably been a bigger star than he is today. And that all that stuff is probably what's kept him from at least Armie Hammer. Like I saw his name a lot prior to even the last 2 years, or when we started talking about what he does with people, even then, we even had to feel like, who the fuck is that? But I still only know him as Social Network.
He was in Social Network?
Yeah, he's the arm row, the twins.
The rower. Oh, yeah. Got it.
So again, I hate cancel culture because it's once they've got you, it's done and you're out of the mind. And they're like, we got you, on to the next. It's not you fucked up. There's no nothing with them. It's almost like, and I apologize to generalize, but it is whatever fucking gender you are, it is the world's carrot. Once they've fucking handled you, you're done, you're whatever, and it's on to the next.
But you signed up for that when you wanted to be a star, right? And you know that people are going to hold you to a different standard. So whether you wanted to have fun or whether you're into some weird shit or whatever it is, you kind of have to like think about, okay, how is this going to play out in the end, right? Is this going to be something that benefits me?
You think about that in five shots in?
I don't, but if I don't let myself get to five shots, if I know that I have a certain type of behavior that's going to come out, right? I don't. I mean, that's why I, stopped doing whatever I was doing in my younger days or whatever, because there are certain behaviors that come with whatever that shouldn't happen. I'm not saying that once in a while you don't have a slip and you have drink too much and then it happens. Like, that's a different story. But at the same time, it's like, if you know that you're being watched because you know what your life is, I would just think that you would be a little bit more careful. And again, I'm not trying to like say that they should be canceled. I believe in second chances, but if it's something so horrific that it can't be forgivable, like let's just move on. Absolutely. And you shouldn't have any more roles.
Absolutely. Okay. Agreed. There is a, I love the fucking song Bump and Grind, but, or I fucking, I Believe I Can Fly, but I can't think of it.
Two different songs, dude.
No, Bumping, well, same guy.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, context.
Well, yeah, either way, sometimes you feel like flying after bumping and grinding, if you do it right. But what I'm saying is, 421. Why do I have to do a drug test? I haven't done any alcohol. I mean, clearly I've done alcohol. Well, okay. We're arguing the same thing. Right. And I know that I'm coming off more like I'm on the aggressor side.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel culture has made me look at what is actually being done.
Mm-hmm.
And not, I mean, the fucking guy, like, again, that fucking annoyed Mike Tyson to where he punched the guy. Like, it's assault on Micah Tyson. I heard it.
You were going to say Michael Tyson. Tyson. Michael Tyson.
Michael Montavious Tyson. And
the third.
But if all we look at is Mike Tyson punch somebody on the plane, cancel him, and not Mike Tyson, you fucking sucked against Buster Brown. Buster Brown? No, Buster Brown. Buster Douglas. You sucked against blah, blah, blah. Like, it on a flight where you're already unstable. Like, it's just that guy knew if I annoy this motherfucker enough, $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're, if you fucking mess with Hannibal Lecter and you lose an arm, if you fucking poke a fucking pit bull, and like, hey, your dog bit me, fucking put him down. It's fucked up that you have to do that, but it's like, that's what I mean. Like, you know what you're fucking doing. You're not fucking antagonizing Jennifer Aniston on a fucking plane and she fucking slapped you. And then all of a sudden, like, what'd you do that for? You're antagonizing somebody that's already unstable and you know, fucking, if I'm going to eat your kids. You know who to fuck you, what you're doing. I could punch you in the face. Of course you did, homie. Of course you did.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm generalizing everything, but I'm more, I'm not taking Ezra Miller's side. I'm saying, enough time, it's all gone. So what am I gonna get upset for? And on the cancel culture side, the documentary where the Asian girl got in the water tank and died.
Oh, when I was talking about the Cecil Hotel,
they antagonized that fucking goth guy for fucking 2 weeks, telling him to kill himself. And after I found out she had mental illness, didn't even no apology, no fucking nothing. But this, unstable enough, this guy would have fucking killed himself with the right insecurities, the right day, the right fucking breakup, the right fucking alcohol, and nothing. Nothing happens to that fucking cancel culture that's making you fucking, that made this innocent guy die because he was there 2 weeks ago and is in a death metal band. But all of a sudden, fucking the guy from fucking Arkansas wants this guy to die. With no fucking news, no fucking anything. And then once he gets the news, it wasn't him. Oh, okay. And then no fucking repercussions for the cancel culture whatsoever. Once that happens, then I'm sure a lot of that shit will lighten up. Like once the Karens get their fucking up. When I say Karens, I don't mean the fucking ladies that fucking don't want the black person in the pool. I mean Karens of the fucking world that try to, that think they're better. Karens as guys, Karens as, I'm using that as a generality. I do apologize.
Yeah.
The people that think that, like, because I feel you shouldn't be here, you should need to show me your license. You should need to show me your hotel key. Who the fuck are you? Like, no, fuck you. And then when the person steps up, that's what gets filmed. Like, when you've already antagonized them, look what this guy did. Like, there's a difference between the person that's being the victim fucking films and the difference between the guy that's like, look, she's trying to ask for my hotel key. I know I've made it a fucking different generalities, but I'm saying like, that's the fucking massive loop of shit. No offense, Amber Heard. It's just a massive loop of shit. I'm not in.
Now, speaking of cancel culture, have we forgiven Hayden Christensen?
I don't even remember what he did. He's going to be Darth and everybody's happy about that.
No, have we forgiven him for the way he acted in Revenge of the Sith and Attack of the Clones?
You know what's weird? I know I'm talking right out of turn, but as much as everybody fucking hated that shit and they fucking, the prequels were shit, like, those motherfuckers are fucking, oh, he's back! Are the same motherfuckers that, like, I slaughtered them all! Are back to say, like, oh, he just, like, given enough time, like, you just, if the kid from Jingle All the Way were to come back as a different character, that's what we talked about. And like, it wasn't an amazing when he was like Jar Jar's son. Like, that's what that's.
And well, the only reason why I'm asking is because Hayden Christensen has come out in an interview saying that he has done his homework for Obi-Wan. Before Obi-Wan, when he was casted as Darth Vader for the Obi-Wan series, he actually did his homework. He saw the entire Clone Wars series and Rebels. Now, yes, fucking Hayden Christensen, you know, that shows fucking so much, you know, not saying that, and I don't blame him for the way that the acting, I feel that the character was not written properly, or he wasn't given the correct direction from said director, you know, that, you know, it's just, that's how I feel, you know. Because if you see a lot of Hayden Christensen's other things, like the movie Life as a House, Jumper, you know,
what the numbers in the house, 99 houses, is it nine houses?
I'm not sure.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Yeah, but like I've seen Jumper. I've seen, you know, some of the other stuff Jumper. That he's in. He's a good actor. He's a very good actor. I just feel that first off, it was probably immense pressure that he had playing Anakin Skywalker, who ultimately ends up becoming Darth Vader, number one. Number two, I think the writing was shit for some of the things that were done for that he had to say in the film. And three, I don't think he was directed properly. I don't think he was given like I honestly feel that the prequels were done by George Lucas because George Lucas needed the money. I'm saying it. Like I honestly feel because they felt like they were rushed. I felt like, you know, some of the story, there wasn't enough story building. There wasn't enough character development. There wasn't enough, you know, for certain characters. You know what I mean?
It really did focus a lot on the political aspect of it.
Exactly. I understand what they're trying to do. I get what they were trying to do. I wholeheartedly do. Okay. But I feel that Anakin could have had a lot more character development. And you know where we got that character development? In the Clone Wars cartoon and in Rebels. That's where we got it. That's the Anakin Skywalker that we should have seen. But again, it's like, we have to cut this, we have to cut that, we have to, you know, make everyone happy. We need to have, you know, as many lightsaber battles as humanly possible in this film. You know what I mean? So there wasn't that much character development for them to go ahead and do, you know? So I appreciate the Clone Wars because it makes Anakin / Darth Vader a more well-rounded character. And now you understand his story arc. You understand the pain and the suffering that he goes through or that he went through in order from him becoming Anakin Skywalker to becoming Darth Vader. You know, I applaud him for doing that homework, because I'm sure after Revenge of the Sith, it was a little difficult for him to get a job, you know, as an actor. And he probably just stopped caring about Star Wars altogether, you know?
There was that where I think he was even in MySpace days where he was considering quitting acting.
Yeah, you know? So it's just one of those things where it's just like, I feel that this is a redemption role for him, you know? I mean, Carmen, how do you feel about about Hayden Christensen coming back, number one. Number two, about him watching the entire Clone Wars saga as well as the Rebel saga that we have.
I'm happy that he's coming back. I am also happy that he did his homework, just because, mm-hmm. as you were saying, there is a lot of history on both those shows, and there is a lot of growth in Anakin. Like, you can mm-hmm. see where he's like a hothead and like he just mm-hmm. does whatever he wants. And then like his interactions with Obi-Wan and also with his Padawan, mm-hmm. oh my God, Ahsoka, right? And like how the three of them balance each other really well, mm-hmm. and how their relationship kind of became a thing. And mm-hmm. and then it'll help people understand like why things may have been so heavy for Anakin, why things were so heavy for Obi-Wan, and like why mm-hmm. things are gonna be so heavy for Ahsoka, learning their stories, just because how much they truly cared for each other in a brotherly sister way, right? And so I do hope that the homework that he did and probably the maturity that he has now has given him the respect for the role that it deserves. Just because, and I do agree with you that it seemed like the prequels were a little bit lackluster and there was no sense of direction really to the actor on anything really. But it was what it was. The prequels, they're there, they live on their, they can stand for what they are, but I appreciate them for that as well, right? Because like with what we're receiving now, right, the caliber of show that we're getting now, I mean, hats off to the development, the character development, and all that came from loving the characters. And so if he sat there and watched Rebels and watched Clone Wars, I would figure that he would respect the character enough to do a good portrayal on what's coming. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope not to be disappointed. I don't think I will be. I really hope I'm not disappointed.
Right on. What about you, Ash?
I think the Star Wars franchise is in the right hands right now. And the George Lucas thing is the same thing how I felt about the Sam Raimi thing. Like, you had it, you gave it up, it's now back to being huge, and you want the reins again. Like, that's not cool. Like, you had it, let the people that made it a thing again, even based on your back, that sounded weird, continue to make it. Like, just keep it in the same hands, and it's still you, bro. It's still, even though it wasn't Sam Raimi that created the Spider-Man franchise.
For sure.
You
get, no, for sure.
When the whole thing was George Lucas wants it back, fucking week. It's weird, again, public eye, where it was an 8-year-old and a fucking 17-year-old, and then all of a sudden the next movie they're fucking about to go down. Like, it still puts in the mind a little bit weird. And then also, I think the hint of when she fell out of the fucking, whatever the Star Wars word for airplane is, and he went out of it, like, that should have been the first hint of, instead of fucking, I'm going to hate him and blame him in the next movie, like, it should already be like, it should already be almost like,
like a warning signal.
If the love story happened a little bit more prominent, I'm not saying make it Twilight. I'm saying if it was a little bit more prominent than when he turns and he's killing the woman that he loved, a whole movie would have been fucking way different than it was for, we shared rolling around in the grass, you knew I slaughtered kids.
You know, I don't like sand.
For some reason, you're still down. And now I'm killing you. You know what I mean? Like, because that, if we did a little bit of a more towards the love story, Anakin, you're breaking my heart, would have hit, killed me. Would have fucking killed me. Because there's so many stupid ass memes like, died of a broken heart. Like, no, fuck you, homie. Like, there are people that something affects them so bad that it just, and then she has the force in her, no pun intended. You know, disgusting. I said no pun intended, but you know what I'm trying, you know what I mean? Like, there's just, fuck, man, it's dope. It could have been a fucking way better story with a little bit, he's trying to take over the Senate. A little bit less of that, and a little bit more of the fucking love story.
Send the droid to cause.
Like, yeah, that shit looked all pretty. But I will say that all of that shit built up to fucking Yoda bouncing on all the little fucking flying saucers was fucking dope. But it could have been
way happier. People were talking shit about that scene too.
Hey, there's E.T. Like, really? That's the only thing we fucking, Jar Jar and fucking, hey, there's E.T. are all the things we talk about, as opposed to, like, fucking Dooku, what's the shit? And fucking,
You mean Dooku?
Dooku, sorry, Dooku. I call him Dooku.
But you said like, Goku. I was just like, there was no fucking saying in the movie.
Two, fucking, it was awesome seeing him become the Emperor, because it was the same guy. It was the little fucking blah, 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 blah. And then the way that he would talk to fucking Anakin. All of that shit was dope, and there was an arc there, but there has to be a reason why the Sith Lord knew. Why Anakin, she is, I understand that I'm talking too much. There has to be a fucking thing where he knows she's the end all be all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's like, hey, homie, you're not showing up to the meetings because you're hanging out with your chick, that's your shit. It's not like you do everything for me, everything for the Jedi, and you hang out with her on the side. Oh, that's what you need. You know what I mean? Like, she's your weakness. Like, there has to be a little bit more of the love story, and that's coming from a guy.
But you got to see that's the flaw of the Jedi Code. They are not meant to love. They cannot love. They have to, you know.
And how do you tell that story? because we all laughed at.
No, I get it. No, I get it. I understand what you're saying, but it's that really did sound like Ray Romano. But the way you structured or the way you said everything, it's like you wanted, like you were like saying that it was wrong for them to go ahead, for him to go ahead and see her. You know what I mean? But
Jar Jar was made into a general. You're telling me we can't fucking deal with the one more fucking love story of them hanging out at the beach and be like, oh, you touched my arm. We can't deal with one more of that than fucking, fuck all of that noise. And then it's a clusterfuck of,
and he's a boomer.
Took out the droids by fucking falling off of whatever the fucking whatever the Star Wars word for tank is. And it fell in
Star Wars word.
The grenade and blew up everybody. And like,
it's a boomer. It's a boomer. It's a big boomer.
One to two more scenes of.
No, I understand what you're saying.
During the nightmares, instead of him waking up, what if she was holding him while during a nightmare? That's all you needed. Just one love, like a woman love scene, like the way a woman loves you. That's all the fuck you need before Anakin, you're breaking my heart. It's all you fucking need more than fucking. Like, fuck this all.
I need Luis to play in the background the Bryan Adams song When You Love a Woman as you were like explaining that.
Yeah,
like that would be so fucking perfect, dude.
Absolutely. There's nothing like a woman's love, and that's what should have been shown. That's all I'm saying. Again, do not want to see Twilight. Again. And I'm not asking for fucking, you know, like When Harry Met Sally. I'm just saying something a little bit more, because fucking Christian Peterson should have shown it, could have shown it, and then you have fucking Natalie Portman who's at acting. It would have been amazing.
Ladies, if you guys, if you ladies do not know, you guys need to hit up Ash at Mobstash on Instagram. He knows what's up.
He just wants to see the love.
I want to see one more love scene in a movie. Not love scene, but like fucking, come on, man. I'm not trying to, I'm the least douchiest guy in the, but come on.
That's why, ladies, you gotta hit him up. Mobstash on Instagram. Know what to do.
Star Wars. I've seen fucking porn so much better than what I saw.
Wow.
Well,
on the bright side, we're about a month away, give or take, depending on when you guys are listening to this, of from when Obi-Wan's supposed to drop. The best part is, although Obi-Wan was pushed back a couple days from the 25th to the 27th on a Friday,
I talked a lot, but imagine too, the story arc was Anakin don't, and then he is falling in love,
mm-hmm.
and the Emperor is making her the bad guy, but it's a movie of Anakin don't, to where he finally is like, gives a one decent moment of like humanity. Would have been amazing, right? Like that's your arc, at least for the humanity part of it.
But then
right?
Again, and
because no, hold on. Because then that's why he cares so much for these fucking kids and is willing to give his entire life and be a fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be amazing, homie. Because you went through this story arc of, like, this is the guy, this is the kid that I say I was in love with fucking Ahsoka. You know what I mean? Like, he did what I couldn't, because I gave my life to the Jedi. Like, just that much. Mm-hmm. Just that. Mm-hmm. Just tell that little story. And then fucking we deal with 3-hour movies every single fucking day. And if you added a 3-minute scene and give it that much of a story arc, it's a fucking
make. But this is what you need to understand. These prequels came out in a time where 3-hour movies were very few and far in between from happening. So, you know,
Anakin jumped off a ship to catch a fucking hunter and everything was all good. But he can't jump off a ship to save the fucking one girl that risked her entire empire to be a fucking decoy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, again, like, what if Obi-Wan was the one to be like, just go, to get out, to save her? Just that little bit of humanity.
Right. But this is what I think a lot of people don't see in regards to Obi-Wan and Anakin's relationship. I have a feeling Obi-Wan knew He knew the entire time, but he protected Anakin so that the entire Jedi Council didn't see it. So there was that humanity side of Obi-Wan because he knew.
When he was talking to fucking Natalie Portman and he did the, that's when he knew, like, oh shit. In the little hallway, like he did a little.
No,
like,
but okay. But if you watch Clone Wars, there's little hints that he's putting the pieces together. Okay, that's
after the fucking movie when they're trying to save what they've already done.
I understand that, but see, that's what I'm trying to say. If you watch Episode 1, Attack of the Clones, and then you watch Clone Wars, and then you watch Revenge of the Sith, then it all makes fucking sense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why are but you so giving, angry about it?
You're giving the franchise to people who are making what this guy did not make sense. We could all fucking, what I just said, piece together a better movie than what somebody else did, because that's what he thought would work. Like, it's a hindsight. Rush it up. I understand.
No, it's a, why are you crying? Don't cry.
I see now why you cry. That is something I could never do. What movie?
I mean, plus we also have the story of Obi-Wan. Sorry, I didn't mean to just like brush over what you said, Ash. I feel like fucking,
what is it, James Franco? What's the one that gets up all fucking offended?
James Franco. in the interview.
Yeah. Sorry, Carmen, go ahead.
I was just saying that if you watched a Clone Wars show and Rebels, like, you see a side of Obi-Wan, right, that I'm hoping that that's what we're going to get to see on this show, where, like, he was trying to protect Anakin because he understood that there is love and that that is a little failure, I guess, of the Jedi Code, if you want to call it that, a failure that you're not supposed to have attachments, right? And even that's why Ahsoka leaves, because to
kids. Go on. Sorry.
Who had attachment to the kids? I'm sorry.
Obi-Wan, because he was watching over Luke the entire time in the fucking.
Yes. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That's where, like, the Jedi Code fails, because they're not supposed to have attachments, but yet, like, they're protecting each other in the best way that they can. I mean, even like Yoda, you know, looking after Luke and training him and all of that. You like know, that, there's still a sense of love there, right? Mace Windu got for the laid Skywalker on, family.
Mace Windu got laid on the regular. Let's not pretend that Mace Windu didn't. A little bit. That's probably how fucking
he did.
That's why his lightsaber was purple. Fuck, that thing happened. Oh, come on.
Okay, I'm not following that storyline, because I didn't get any into that. He
definitely had a lady or two or 9,000.
Look, man, all I'm gonna say is that, are the prequels flawed? Absolutely. Was the writing garbage? Some of it was. Was the acting? Mm-hmm. Absolutely, there was. Because tell me that tell me it was not laughable when Samuel L. Jackson, Mace Windu, had the Emperor on his back and he has his lightsaber pointed at his face. Easy. And crazy. All, and I know, I know what I'm saying. and then this is what you hear when Mace Windu confronts him. All you hear is, no, the Senate is my, like, what the fuck, bro?
But it also, too, amazing was the secret fucking Sith Lord that was Dooku. I said it right this time. That was kind of fucking little
mentor,
and then he had her by the fucking ex. See, like, little shit like that was amazing. But and then he looks at it. There's moments in there that were amazing, but there's a lot of stuff that didn't need to be that. A little bit more of character work, and those prequels could have beaten. I know that's blasphemy to the regulars, but could have beaten, because hindsight is 2020. Because you're still building, like the new Game of Thrones. What is the new Game of Thrones? What is it called? The Lord of Dicks. What is it called? The new Game of
Thrones. Not the Lord of Dicks.
Old Game of Thrones.
You downloaded the wrong Game of Thrones movie again, dude.
I didn't download it. It's free on the on the internet if you just have the right sites.
House of Dragons.
I like that you're pretending that you're offended by porn. Oh, got it. Oh. Check.
How dare you?
No, the
my eyes.
How people are not happy with the ending of Game of Thrones. We have a help me with the new, it's a, is it called Game of Thrones again?
Yeah, it's called Game of Thrones House of Dragons.
House of Dragons.
Okay. Well, we have a way to do it the right way, and we know where we're going. And we know how to leave it off. And it's what I talked about before, where I hope all Tyrion's stories kind of happen in, like, all the things that he references, even if it's little, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. Like, we get to see that. Even if it's right or wrong. Like, if it's wrong, I hope it's a fucking decision and this is why it's wrong. But, and, like, maybe it happened wrong, but later on, it's told to him or that family a different way for, you know how history is in the books. You know what I mean? Like, I hope that people are happy this route. Like, we have a way to make it every... Nobody's going to remember the fucking... The guy that is in a wheelchair as a king and for some reason nobody's happy.
Oh, but... we will remember and we will be mad about it.
Okay.
The North remembers.
That's why.
The North does remember.
But again, in that story, like, if he had to kill the one woman he loved to be the king and he didn't want to be the king the whole time, great fucking story. And he had to kill her because she went fucking mad over her fucking her best friend dying. Like,
that was not earned. Let's just say that was not
earned. That wasn't her best friend.
That was not earned.
If you build that story.
But it wasn't built. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. If you make it to where your best friend died and, like, all of a sudden I'm psychotic, but the guy you love realizes you're psychotic and I have to fucking take the kingdom from you because you've become psychotic. Like, that's the arcs of a story, which you guys, I'm sure, all know. And that would have been better than let's take over the Senate. And
the end.
Weird. Guys. All right.
Look, man.
I've been ranting, but I know you know what I'm saying.
Of course. I never said that we didn't understand what you were saying.
Let's go do some skits. Okay. I'm in skit level.
Carmen, I hope you're ready.
That's
all. I mean,
you're not. She's not ready.
I'm not, but I'll show up.
Look, all I'm gonna say is for the part that I wrote for you, just make sure you pull your punches, okay?
That's not what I thought.
Okay.
But go on.
Just pull your punches because
you're only punching him.
I don't want you to punch anybody in the face, okay?
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
It is gonna be May.
Now we were graciously bestowed upon us the very first teaser trailer for Thor Love and Thunder.
You heard it? Come on. I know you heard it. It's the TH. You're okay, bro. It's the beard. When the sounds come out through your beard, it's a little lispy, but you're good. You know I love you.
You know, man, that hurts because growing up, I had a lisp and I actually had a speech therapist.
Hey, everybody. Today's my last show. It's been amazing. I'd like to say thank you to everybody.
Got him.
I believe
everybody's that show. Everybody saw
hi-ya,
that show. Hi-ya.
Oh my God.
Thor and Love and Thunder are not a lisp. It actually is a TH sound. You didn't say an S.
I know.
If you said so, Slytherin, then it would be a different thing.
Slytherin? Carmen, Slytherin. Did you see the trailer for Thor Love and Thunder?
I did see it. I'm excited. Like, Thor is Natalie Portman looks pretty badass. Mm-hmm. So I am very excited. Also the fact that, like, we get a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy as well in the movie is going to be great. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Marvel can't do wrong, right? Like, so far, they have not let us down. So I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Ash?
I kind of feel a little bit like the girl from Apollo. Teresa something? The girl from Apollo.
From Apollo? You mean from the movie Creed? From Creed.
Yeah.
Tessa Thompson?
Yes.
Thompson.
Valkyrie?
Yes. There should have been a little bit more to pull him away from Jane Smith, but other than that, it's going to be amazing. Because
want a love story like that. I feel like today that has been like
Well, right? My favorite movies are The Crow and the Baz Luhrmann Romeo and Juliet. So probably, yeah. But it's what a not... romantic.
Once again, ladies.
Not really. I am fucking, that's what she said all day long. That I am that guy. I am the guy that shares the inappropriate thing. And that's what I'll always be known as. But I'm asking for this much love story. I'm not asking for fucking Twilight where you're going to sparkle because you have 9 abs. I'm saying just give it that much love story. Because even Natural Born Killers movie is a fucking love story. But that's all.
The best way to describe Ash as a person is the main character Erratic? From Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Jake?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely Jake.
He is a hunt. So if you've seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Ash is 100% Jake. Like, there's no, like,
no, the apps. But he does get Amy. Ooh, that's my heart.
And see, that's exactly what I'm saying. Ash is a man with a heart of gold, but he's not a whore. So he is.
That's why I don't have a Tinder. That's why I don't have a, like, because I don't. Everything has to be natural. I don't know why. And I'm okay to be alone for the rest of my life. And I don't mean that to be sound sad. I'm okay. Please believe I'm okay. There's plenty of things out there.
Ladies.
Okay. I think we also have sex robots. Got it. We're good. I think I said sex robots out loud.
You did say sex robots out loud.
No, we're good. Everybody's good.
So
we're all good. No, ladies. You
have some homework?
Handle it. Don't, please don't say there's sex robots out there. And then say, Carmen, you have homework. Right after I say that. Please don't say
Carmen,
that.
Carmen, you have homework. I mean, you oversee an entire staff. So
I do.
Please don't make me get with a person with 9 cats. I'm okay.
I've already 9 cats? Damn it. What about 11? Is that a little bit better?
They're the most has been
Carmen, 12, no more cats.
And I'm
no more allergic. Cats. No more cats.
Got it.
He's allergic and
nope.
And
nope. We're done with what you're gonna everything you said. I'm no, okay.
Because I feel your pain because of the time that we went to record at Luis's apartment, remember? And his cats
were recording.
That's what I'm talking about because he's allergic to cats. I'm allergic to cats, but his allergy is not as severe, or my allergy is not as severe as his. Me, I just sneeze. Like that's so it. Like my cool. Eyes get watery.
We're
and I sneeze.
All allergic to cats. I'm allergic to cats too. I've never met so many people that are allergic to cats. That's
yeah. Cool. See, so like for me, it's like I sneeze and my eyes get all watery, but that's it. You're such a dick. Ash needs an EpiPen whenever he's around a cat.
God. Yeah. No, my eyes will start burning. A lot
every single day.
That's hilarious. I can picture Carmen when she walks to the room. She's like, where's the fucking cat?
You know, that happened to me. I used to always say that I was allergic to cats. I don't know why. I just said it. I didn't know if it was real or not. I just used to say that. And then I went to a friend's house and I just started feeling my eyes were really like heavy and itchy and very uncomfortable. And like, I felt like my eyelids were burning and then like my eyes were coming out of my eyelids and I was like, what the hell is going on? And then she's like, are you allergic to cats? And then I was like, yeah, I've always said that, but like I'm not really sure whether you know, like if it's true or not. She's like, I have cats and you're sitting where the cat usually sits, so it seems like you are allergic. And after that I tested it and I am.
I might be allergic to dander because kittens, adorable, I'm all in. But like cats, I'm it's everywhere and it just, no. Like when the person has that sweater that's full of cat hair, it's like, oh, it's my cats. And I get it, bro.
She's like,
love your cats. Love your, absolutely, I love pets. You need to stand at least 84 feet away from me, or we're going to go to Hawaii where I can assault you, but still do a movie. That's how we become full circle.
Oh, I did not condone this message.
What was your question?
And you know what? I love this episode of comics so far. To kind of round everything out.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, I love this episode. This is a good episode.
Fuck up. Don't fuck up.
I'm not fucking up. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck
not
up.
Not you. You said so far. I love this episode so far. Like,
No. What I'm about to say, don't fuck it up.
It's sending doom, Ash. Please.
Please, for the love of Christ, don't fuck it up. Okay.
We're going to talk religion.
We're going to talk religion right now, okay? So,
would you give up for Lent?
Is that over? Yeah, Lent is over. Easter was last Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people give up shit, so I want to make sure.
I did not.
And when I say shit, it's a matter of respect, because I can't give up. Like, if you told me you got to give up cat hair, and I'm allergic to cat hair, but you told me I have to do it, like, it would be like, oh, some fucking cat hair. See what I mean? It's just stupid.
Right. No, I understand.
I grew up.
Yeah, I didn't give up anything this year.
All right.
So it was one of those things where it's like, I forgot what day it was. It was Friday. And the next thing I know, I'm eating In-N-Out. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oops.
Hopefully we're still talking about the food, but you should. It's good food.
I'm a giver. What?
Animal.
Whoa. Animal.
Gotta go animal style.
I'm a giver. What? I'm a giver. I'm a giver.
I don't know if you're looking at me or Carmen, but I prefer you look at Carmen. You can fucking say that.
I can't.
I'm all set.
Yeah, we heard about the robots in the closet.
Yeah, we heard about the robots.
The robot like comes out like
a just you. I am here for you, sir.
Not now, Daisy. Boop, boop, boop. But it's all
why is she like named Daisy.
I don't know.
And why does she look like?
From but it's not even. House? Is that even like the new sex robots? It's like the fucking like the fucking 90s, like.
And you see Spring
Gyromite, the Gyromite fucking robot. Like, hey, not now.
Not now.
It's just like it takes a long time for you to respond. So I was like coming back.
She's the prototype. She's the prototype.
She's turns the back version. From the corner. Are you sure?
It's a little bit of it zaps you a little bit, but
it's a good shocker.
Yeah, it's initially when you first go in, it's just kind of like, and then you know you kind of get over it.
If we could only Louis.
Oh, and I'm the asshole. Editing, got it.
At least okay. If you're editing this, like what you
and I'm you, the asshole.
Put that as
the tagline.
You go and you finish. You sound like fucking a Nintendo game when you beat the boss. Carmen, in the 80s, there was a game console called Nintendo. And you blow the cartridge, and there's no pun intended. Blow the cartridge into the cartridge. And there's different ways, too, where you can put the cartridge on top. You could also do a Q-tip and clear it out. And then cartridges are these big square gray things too, where you put the cartridge in. I don't like the Animaniacs. I don't like that what I'm doing here because I'm looking you right in the face and doing that. So just imagine a gray square, and you putting the gray square. I don't like that either.
A gray square.
I don't.
So
like
you that. Fist the machine. You fist it. Machine,
and then. Got it. But you get to play video. Are you
really fisting if you're doing this?
Well,
I mean, this is like.
Well, I mean, but you're not just gonna go like this, you know.
I kind of feel like three fingers, and you should be worried. But you're good. Like if you're doing a whole this, you're good.
I mean it's not like this. It's like, you know.
Yes, it is like that. What you just did is that. But I'm saying what I did was totally different. Like I was all fucking winged eagle with my shit.
No,
you don't.
That sounds painful.
Don't act like you don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know. Daisy, please comment and enlighten us.
Carmen, I would never. My assault is
hardly ever.
My assault? Hawaiian assault is all on a step on. All right, but it's cool because I'm going to be in the Flash movie.
Who saw Moon Knight?
I did.
Please enlighten us. How was Moon Knight episode 4?
I liked a lot of the references to it was very Indiana Jones-esque to me. And I liked the kind of like the nod to it. I also liked the ending scene and how they're like doing that. Personalities meeting each other, so that was cool.
Nice.
I like this episode. Yeah. Ash.
Okay.
Me. Everybody go get a shot.
And you so guys go get a shot. Go get a shot. I haven't seen episode 4. Huh?
Everybody knows why. I'm calling Bestie. Everybody go get a shot.
Bro, I literally have no liquor in this house right now.
No liquor?
Even I swear to God.
So that's what I have to bring on Saturday?
Yeah. I literally have no liquor.
I don't know if I'm going to bring few. I may bring two Jacks because few.
That's fine.
In the thing. What's the question you just asked?
I sound like a fucking alcoholic. Huh? Like I have no liquor here.
No,
like I finished it.
Just ask because it's very. What did you just say right now? What
you were gonna tell us to get shots because you were gonna cheer to a specific occasion.
Well, if Home Slice can't cheers, then I don't want to.
I can take a. I got beer.
I know you can take a shit. I've been into the bathroom after.
I'm not gonna.
But what I'm asking though, don't act like you don't shit, bro. We all shit. I talked about a sex robot for 35 minutes. You think I fucking care about talking about you shitting? Go on. What are you talking about right now? Because
Moon Knight.
We were talking about Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. What I like about Moon Knight is that everybody is going to need each other. Mm-hmm. Mark needs Steven for all the fucking Synthido stuff. And Steven doesn't want to let Mark in I don't want to kill anybody. It's like, motherfucker, like I know we started off with Steven, but Steven is my fucking is why I'm gonna have an aneurysm. Mm-hmm. Even when we're going to escape shit, Steven's like, no, I could figure this out. And I no, bro, you don't have any experience in what you're trying to deal with. But
right,
in the same sense, you're gonna look at a tomb, like I get Steven, you're gonna know fucking the North Star was fucking due east on that night. I get it, bro, absolutely. But that's what makes me think that there's the story is them finding the perfect balance amongst all three. Mm-hmm. There's even Ethan Hawke is right, he's a stubborn brat, the god. I get it, like, but that's the one thing that everybody's not.
Mm-hmm.
So the strongest one is a stubborn god, and that's It's almost like the tomboy, the smart one. It's Donatello, Michelangelo, and fucking Splinter, but all in one. And you all need to figure out a way that we're all going to, at any point, we could just switch. And what's amazing is that it's going to be the wife that knows which one is which. Because when I was watching this episode, I kept thinking she's going to be saved and she's going to, but Mark fell in love with her for a reason because she is self-capable. She is fucking, she is a hero on her own. Mm-hmm. Like there, right. Without it being Moon Knight, very simply, this could be Tomb Raider. It could be a different story that she is, but it just so happens to be that it's in a superhero movie. Right. She is absolutely a hero. She has the spoiler.
Go ahead.
She has the dad death. She has the reason why she needs to go. She has the reason why she falls in love with the Mark type. Like everything. She has
all the tropes.
Yeah.
She has everything that's to qualify story. For her.
Absolutely. Yeah. The story realistically could have been her and by episode 8 be Moon Knight. But the way they did it just so happened to be Steven trying to accept Mark, trying to accept Moon Knight. And the whole reason we're trying to save all of this is to try to save her from becoming Moon Knight because the god is being a brat.
Right.
Which also helps because the adult gods see him as a brat just like everybody else does. But
right,
was very good. She saved herself from something that was fucking amazing because it was like the big scare. And during that time he was Steven. So it was kind of like, go, like help, go something. And he just said, run, I will find you. And I was like, and what he was dealing with was like fucking literally almost half spoiler until he became Mark. Was literally half of what she was dealing with. So I kind of feel like maybe she's gonna fall in love with both. Like, I love you when you're Steven, and I love when you're a Mark. But it's a full fucking story, bro. It's exactly what I was saying.
Like,
I've been saying the fucking Star Wars. Like
how weird is it? How weird would it be? It's like if her and Mark are having sex and she's like, show me Steven.
No, like
in the middle.
There's a thing that happens.
I mean, with that'd be fun.
You want to? Yeah.
Oh, no, Carmen. Yeah. Give me Steven now.
I'm done with Mark.
I think it would start as Steven and then it go into Mark.
But no. It would start as Mark and then the cuddling would be Steven at the end.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, so I got you.
Yeah, I see that.
I could see starting with Mark, going to Steven so that it lasts longer, and then go back into Mark when you want to finish.
And then going back to Steven for the cuddling.
And then you go to fucking Moon Knight when you fucking just want it to go through your throat. And that's a generalization, because no way have I thought of any kind of sexual thing with any, just freaking prolonged, like,
oh, for Christ. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and end episode 79 of Comics. We appreciate everybody for joining in. We do miss our two co-hosts, Andres and Luis. Hopefully they'll go ahead and join us next week for episode 80. So again, cheers.
Cheers.
Go ahead,
Ash. I won't say it out loud, but you guys know what the reason I'm doing. So cheers, everybody. Love you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hopefully we go ahead and see you guys next week. Again, comment, like, share. You know what, man? We appreciate anybody that comments. We appreciate all 94 of our subscribers. We're trying to break 100 to start off in baby steps. We appreciate all you guys. We love you all, you guys. So whenever you guys get a chance to drop us a like, a share, I mean, you know,
begin to look for us on Twitch. We're there. We will start to show soon.
We got a lot of stuff in the chamber that's going to be coming out soon. Skits. Let them decide if they want it or not. No, let them decide if they want it or not.
Don't tell me to shush.
Let them decide if they want it or not. We got a lot of stuff in the chamber that we got locked away. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be exciting. One of us is probably gonna have a broken nose by the time a lot of stuff is published. So on that note, we love you guys. This is episode 79 of Comics. And you
is
know
that
what?
Because we're going to see each other on Saturday?
Yeah.
I wonder which one's going to have a broken nose. Fucking you, Redwood Tree. It's going to be me. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. Good night, everybody. Oh. Cheers. And don't forget, comics?
We are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Even in Hawaii.
Cheers, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Don't try to be all sexy, Carmen. It's off.
I always say you're like...